minutes past seven. If you ever drive down the A303, then you will know that there is almost always a traffic jam by Stonehenge. There have been plans to do something about it for years. A new road built in a tunnel under the stones is one of the new road schemes being announced by the government this morning. They're spending £15 billion on dozens of new schemes to deal with the country's worst traffic problems. The Stonehenge plan has been argued over for so long that almost everyone now agrees that the road should be sunk underground. What has not been agreed is how long that tunnel should be. Well, I'm joined from our radio car by the Conservative MP for Salisbury, John Glenn, and here in the studio by Rafe Smith, who's senior transport campaigner for the Campaign to Protect Rural England. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rafe Smith, you're unhappy that this tunnel isn't long enough for what you think is necessary.
That's quite right. Well, 10 years ago, when there was a public inquiry, the focus was on protecting the stones themselves. We now realise that it's the whole landscape around Stonehenge that's particularly important, and this short tunnel that seems to be proposed by the government would mean two huge holes, not just for the tunnel portals, but also cuttings where the dual carriageway would lead into those portals.
You say a short tunnel, it's 1.8 miles.
That's right, and we're calling for a longer tunnel, one that would protect the whole of the World Heritage Site rather than duck in and duck out in that protected landscape.
Okay. John Glenn, do you recognise this as a problem?
Well, no, I think that this is a very good solution. English Heritage and National Trust have said that it will have a beneficial impact on the World Heritage Site as a whole. It's the biggest investment ever in heritage, and I think £1.3 billion is a difficult amount for one road improvement to secure. So I think it's excellent news and very good for South Wiltshire and many of my constituents.
To be clear, the tunnel itself costs how much?
£1.3 billion.
That's on the tunnel, and the extra amount is on dual making the rest of the road?
For the rest of the road. It's a 92-mile road. But the trouble is that you've got to have this to be delivered, and English Heritage and National Trust have come together for the first time ever and agreed on this proposal. You have many archaeologists who are in favour of it, the vast majority, and I think we've got to be pragmatic about what can be delivered. But the overall impact will be beneficial for the World Heritage Site. That's the assessment that's been made.
Rafe Smith, that is the point that National Trust made. They say, look, they'd love a longer tunnel, but they've got to be realistic and pragmatic about it, and it's better to have a tunnel, even the shorter version, than not one at all.
Well, if that was just about getting the road out of sight of Stonehenge, that might make sense. But it's not just us calling for a longer tunnel, it's actually the UN body that's tasked with monitoring these World Heritage Sites. And just earlier in the month, the ICOMOS, which is the International Council on Monuments and Sites, wrote to the Secretary of State for Transport expressing its great concern about what was proposed.
So how much extra would it cost?
It would cost about £320 million, which we say for a £15 billion road programme is not unaffordable. And international law actually requires our countries do their utmost to protect these sites.
And would you rather that there weren't a tunnel at all than that there were this 1.8-mile one?
I think what we need to do is to look at the cost and detail of all the options.
OK, but just on that, would you rather that there weren't a tunnel at all, that it didn't go ahead?
I think our worry is that a short tunnel would mean that if, during the excavations, the tunnel portals, a new discovery was found, that would mean the plans would be stopped, and that would be the worst option for everyone.
John Glenn, what about that argument that, you know, if you're spending this much, you might as well get it right, and that concern that actually in the digging process you may discover that you're ruining something?
Well, I think the question is, what is the alternative? I mean, this is the biggest investment in heritage that we've ever seen, and it has enormous economic impact for the whole of the southwest. If I thought for one moment that there were serious concerns around what this impact would be negatively for heritage of the site, I wouldn't be in favour of it. But there does need to be a degree of realism. I think, as Rafe's indicated, there isn't an alternative on the table, and we can't have a situation where you've got a massive road next to a World Heritage Site which is hardly beneficial. The impact of this investment will mean that we will have a better environment for what is one of the world's premier and iconic World Heritage Sites.
But you say there isn't an alternative. What about the alternative of a longer tunnel?
Well, I think we've got to be realistic. I'm pretty pleased that we're spending £2 billion on this route, £1.3 billion billion at the tunnel at Stonehenge. Of course, it would be fantastic if there was limitless pots of money, but I think we've got to say, well, this will have an overall positive impact. Sensible voices have done a significant amount of work, English Heritage and National Trust, and have agreed it. That has never happened before. So I think you've got to look at it in the round, look at the overall impact, and I think we've got to be positive about it.
Rafe Smith, you didn't actually answer my question about whether, if it were the tunnel, this tunnel or nothing.
Again, I'd want to see all the evidence, and that's a really important point that the international body has actually made.
We have to have a full impact assessment. And you're saying leave it, wait longer, argue over it for longer?
I'm saying, as is the relevant UN body, there has to be a full impact assessment of all the options, not simply shorter tunnels. And for a £15 billion road scheme, it's our obligation to do our utmost according to international law.
Final word, John Glenn?
Well, we've had 50 routes, different routes proposed over 50 years. I think now's the time to get on and actually do something rather than carry on talking about it and wasting public money on analysis that doesn't go anywhere.
John Glenn, Rafe Smith, thank you very much.